sexual energies to magnetic force to spiritual growth. Imagine a garden where all your energy is like water, flowing continuously through different outlets. Now, this garden has two outlets. One is located at the lower end of the garden and the other one at a higher elevation. The lower outlet has been used over and over again for a long time. It's the path of least resistance. The water knows its way. This lower outlet is analogous to sexual release, a familiar, comfortable, and easy route for the energy to follow. The higher outlet, however, remains unused and blocked. It's harder to reach and requires a conscious effort to guide the water to flow in that direction. This higher outlet can be seen as the spiritual energy centers, the chakras, in our body, particularly the ones located above the sacral chakra, namely the heart chakra, throat chakra, third eye, and crown chakra. Think of the lower outlet as a spillway, a place where excess water is released to prevent the garden from flooding. Every time water is released through this outlet, the garden is momentarily relieved from the stress of too much water. But the spillway doesn't nourish the garden, it simply prevents it from being overwhelmed. This is similar to sexual release, which may provide temporary relief, but it doesn't contribute to the overall growth or nourishment of your being. On the other hand, if you manage to redirect the water towards the higher outlet, not only does it prevent flooding, it also nourishes and revitalizes different parts of the garden, leading to an overall blossoming and growth. The garden flourishes, blooms, and attracts all kinds of life, just like how the upward movement of energy enhances your personal magnetism, vitality, and spiritual growth. This doesn't mean we should block the lower outlet completely. It's a natural part of the garden, just as our sexuality is a natural and beautiful part of who we are. However, the goal is to cultivate awareness and control over where our sexual energy goes, to direct it consciously towards spiritual growth, and not let it spill out thoughtlessly. This balance, this conscious control and direction of energy, is what leads to a more vibrant, attractive, and fulfilled life. At first, our energy will naturally want to be expressed through sexual activity because that's what it's used to. So, we need to be really aware of this. It can feel like sexual desires are very strong, but they are actually short-lived. They don't stick around all day. They come and go in moments. We are in control the moment we become completely aware of it. If you can stay calm and aware during these moments, without acting on them, they will pass. And, you'll find that you actually feel happier than when you release this energy in a sexual way. Saving your energy, instead of letting it go, leads to a deeper happiness. Letting go of your sexual energy through sexual activities can make you feel relieved, but it doesn't give you a deep feeling of happiness. You're left feeling empty after that. The happiness from sexual relief is short-lived. When sexual energy is conserved and directed upward, it amplifies our spiritual, mental, and emotional capacities. It enhances our ability to love, to communicate, to perceive beyond the physical, and to connect with the divine. When the sexual energy is upwards, it becomes a magnetic force whereby people will get drawn to you. And as we grow in these aspects, our attractiveness goes beyond the physical, reaching into the etheric. This is the magnetism born of spiritual growth. When energies accumulate in the sacral center, these energies remain unconscious and it is sexual. It gets awakened when coursing upwards. The sexual energies then become creative and magnetic. People with the conscious energies or people of higher vibrations get drawn to this energy too. The notion of directing energy upward and achieving magnetism may sound challenging, but remember, every garden starts with a single seed. Cultivating your energy garden takes time, patience, and practice. As you grow in awareness and control of your energy, you'll find yourself attracting and resonating with not just individuals, but with the energy of the universe itself.